time certain is very timely. So, Carla, would you please read Council Item 381?
Proclaim April 2018 to be Portland Metro Fire Camp Month.
Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, colleagues. Today, we are here to celebrate 10 successful years of Portland Metro Fire Camp for young women and to talk about its growing popularity and demand, evident by its expansion this year with a second session being hosted by Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue. So I'd like to invite up the presidents of the Metro Fire Camp, Portland firefighter Liz Thompson and recruiter Irene Concepcion Sestrick, as well as Portland Fire Chief Mike Myers, and they'll talk a little bit. I also want to thank Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue's Chief Mike Dyke for being here with us today as well. And after they present, we can read the proclamation and take a picture with all the great firefighters we have in the room.
Well, good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, commissioners. For the record, I'm Mike Myers, a fire chief for the City of Portland. To my right is firefighter Liz Thompson. She's a firefighter with Portland Fire and Rescue. And then to her right, firefighter Irene Concepcion Sestrick, also a firefighter with Portland Fire and Rescue. And thank you for recognizing some young women in the audience that are also firefighters with Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue that have joined us here today. Tualatin Valley is always a fantastic partner with us for public safety in the Valley, and we appreciate them being with us here today. I'm going to turn this over to Liz and Irene to talk about the Portland Metro Area Fire Camp for Young Women. So thank you for having us today.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. Again, I'm firefighter Liz Thompson. We have a video that shows Fire Camp, I believe.
Oh, boy.
Nice to see the partnership you have with Bureau of Environmental Services.
I picked the wrong seat.
Carla, thank you for your help.
Go ahead.
You're welcome.
Worker, a firefighter, an ER doctor, and a fighter pilot. Thinking about what kind of clothes these professionals wear, what kind of vehicles they may drive or fly, thinking about what kind of tools they use, these professionals are going to be coming here in real life after we draw these pictures.
What a great doctor.
Finishing touches time to everybody who's at a desk. I was thinking that it might be fun to actually meet the live professionals that have these jobs. Let the professionals have a minute to introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Mercy. I'm a carpenter and I build homes.
Hi, my name is Kim and I'm a fighter pilot.
Hello, I'm Diane and I'm an emergency doctor.
Hi, I'm Liz. I'm a firefighter with Portland Fire and Rescue.
Are there more dads than there are moms that have more dads?
But you know, you can do any job that you want. So if someone's having trouble breathing, you put that over their nose, you plug this in, and there's lots of oxygen that helps them breathe better.
So does anybody know the tools that we're passing around today? What tools are you guys holding?
So these right here
are the straps that come
these right here. Strap it like that.
So really important for us to leave here today knowing more than ever that no matter who you are, every job is open to you.
Thank you!
I'll give you a little background on the video that was a project of mine and my acquaintance, ER Dr. Diane West. We started the conversation, as we have, about starting fire camp, why the seed isn't planted in young individuals, that they can do any career that's possible for them. So that was our baby, our labor of love. So I'm really happy that it's being shown here today, and thank you for your time for that. Thank you for the opportunity to highlight the 10-year anniversary of Portland Metro Fire Camp as well. It, again, is the result of conversations with Portland firefighters, female firefighters, about why we didn't think of this career at a young age and how we can change the course. Over a decade ago, Lisa Knight assisted with Camp Blaze in Washington, which was at the time the only fire service related camp for young girls. And she brought that model back to us, and we were supported in creating our own for that. 10 years later, we've mentored over 300 young women from camp, and they've have succeeded to become firefighters, paramedics, EMTs, nurses, a helicopter mechanic. They've pursued passions for law enforcement, served in the Coast Guard, and became a volunteer firefighter that started their own cadet program in her own department in her hometown. So Portland Metro Fire Camp has become a model for development of other camps in Bend Fire Department, in Lebanon, Lacey, LA City, Salt Lake City, and Atlanta, Georgia have reached out to us to find out what we're doing, how we're succeeding, and taking that back to their fire department as well. And it's also sparked the flame for our friends at Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue to contribute and have a bigger step in this goal. Our mission statement includes empowerment, so young women have the confidence to pursue not only fire careers, but non-traditional careers as well, and they also have the tools and the skill set to force open those glass doors and ceilings. To conclude my part, the following statement is from a previous camper. I can't express how grateful I am to have spent 3 days with female firefighters who showed me what it really means to work as a team. I was horribly nervous on day one, almost to the point where I did not want to return day two. My body ached all over the place from lifting such heavy objects. I've never seen so many strong women with such positive attitudes in one place. And if I could thank every counselor for encouraging me to be fearless in whatever career I choose, I would. And I think that's the greatest impact. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Irene?
Yes, please. This should take about 90 seconds. So good morning, commissioners. Thank you for this opportunity to acknowledge the 10-year anniversary of Portland Metro Fire Camp. As you can see by those present behind us, Portland Metro Fire Camp is an outreach program that is not limited to our city. Present today are current and past counselors, previous fire campers, and Portland firefighter Kaylee Collin, who attended Portland Metro Fire Camp in 2009. The success of this camp has everything to do with the women behind me and many other women who were unable to attend. I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge and express our heartfelt gratitude to the departments and the fire chiefs who support their female firefighters, and often their one and only female firefighter, to instruct at this 3-day camp. This collaborative effort comes from the professional female firefighters from Oregon, including Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue, Salem, Clackamas, Albany, Lebanon, Bend, Sun River, Port of Portland, Hillsboro, Medford, and our neighbors to the north, Camas, Washougal, Tacoma, Raymond, Lacey, Snohomish, and Vancouver, and as far south as LA City. Every year, these women commit to traveling to Portland to instruct and to be role models and mentors for the young campers. Our intentions with this camp is to give young girls a place to feel challenged, to experience fear with the attempt of something new, and equally as important, to feel a sense of accomplishment and empowerment. These skills are not unique to the fire service. These skills are applicable to any career they decide to choose. We continue to support and mentor the campers years after they attend. During camp and for weeks after camp, there is a general feeling that the wind is at our backs. And hopefully that we've impacted the young females, the female campers in some capacity. Though there is hard work months in advance to prepare for fire camp, the true courage starts after the completion of camp when each one of the professional female firefighters returns to their department, inspired and empowered, and choose to have difficult conversations with their administration on their recruitment efforts and their outreach efforts on how they're diversifying their workforce. These are not always easy discussions to have, and oftentimes these women are the only females in their department. These are the women that are moving the marker. Our ask of you today is that the City of Portland continues to support Portland Metro Fire Camp and to proudly accept that we are obligated to be vanguards in outreach, recruiting, and preparatory programs in the fire service. I believe it is our obligation to educate all women, all men, that a career in the fire service could be their calling. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And maybe you could just tell people who might be watching this how they go about if they had a young girl or her family wants to get involved in the fire camp. What do they? Who do they contact? What do they need? And when is the camp?
We have our camp at the Portland location will be July 13th to the 15th. And the Sherwood location, which is hosted by Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue, is August 10th through the 12th. Our applications are online at the City of Portland and /fire, PortlandOregon.gov, on our website. So
is it still
banner and the application
still open?
Yes, the application deadline is June 10th. And we will take approximately 50 campers for the July camp and about 35 campers for the August camp.
Great. Well, thank you. And we accept your challenges, Irene, as fire commissioner. I accept those. And I'd like to read the proclamation, and maybe we can do a picture.
Could I just ask a question, please?
Oh, sure.
Commissioner, what we're going to do is have the proclamation, then take questions,
okay,
and then a picture.
Okay. I'll be reading this on behalf of Mayor Wheeler. Whereas 10 years ago, a group of female firefighters from Portland Fire and Rescue created a concept to introduce young women to a career in the fire service, a camp that teaches hands-on skills instructed by local female firefighters. And whereas Portland Fire and Rescue supported this plan and hosted the free 3-day camp at its training grounds, and whereas the group recruited female firefighters from the area and dubbed the camp Portland Metro Fire Camp to reflect the broad support from our local agencies. And whereas the first camp instructed 14 young women and grew to almost 40 young women each year, introducing hundreds of women to the fire service and empowering each to confidently find their own path, with multitudes going into fire careers across Oregon and the nation, including one hired by Portland Fire and Rescue. And whereas, now in its 10th year, Portland Metro Fire Camp is expanding to meet its growing demand by opening a second session hosted by Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue. And whereas applications are now open for the 2018 camp, and we encourage all interested young women to apply on our website, now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim April 2018 to be Portland Metro Fire Camp Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month.
We're going to, in a moment, we'll take a picture, but first, comments or questions from my colleagues. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, President Fish. I noticed that you used the word individual and girl interchangeably when you were making the presentation. Is this like the Girl Scouts, where anybody who identifies as a girl or female is welcome to participate? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you. So thank you for being here today, and thank you for the video, which was adorable. but also a little disappointing, to be honest. I was born in 1970. I grew up in the era of free to be you and me. I grew up in a family that did their best not to enforce gender stereotypes or roles on me. And when I was the age of those kids, I wanted to be a doctor, an artist, and a zookeeper simultaneously, which I think perhaps I have now achieved in my role as commissioner, which, by the way, is
Can I rule that statement out of order, Carla? I don't know whether...
which is also a male-dominated field, which President Fish just demonstrated by interrupting me. So... It's disappointing that children still envision men in all of these roles, and so thank you for your efforts. Thank you to the to Portland Fire and Rescue and the Portland Metro Fire Camp for their decade of work educating young women in firefighting skills. The fire camp has introduced hundreds of women to this vital career path in an industry historically dominated by men. Despite this ongoing fact, women have been fighting fire in the United States for over 200 years. The first woman firefighter we know of was Molly Williams, a slave in New York City who became a member of the Oceanus Engine Company No. 11 in about 1815. The first all-woman forest firefighting crew in California was assembled in 1942, and the first female fire chief was right here in Oregon. Ruth E. Capello was named chief of the Butte Falls Fire Department in 1973. So I'm very pleased that we are continuing to build on the tradition of female firefighters and encourage women in our community to seek out this vital profession. Congratulations, and thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
Add to that very eloquent history. I can't let this go past without thanking former Fire Chief Erin Jansons for her leadership here in the city of Portland and her support of this program. It was really fabulous for a long time that the mayor was able to go to places and talk about all of the women in leadership in our community. And you have quite the legacy to carry on, Chief Myers, and I'm glad that you're doing that.
Chief, I have one question, and then we'll take a picture. If someone's watching this and they're interested in a career in firefighting, how do they apply to become a firefighter, and how long does it take to get the training you need to actually become a firefighter?
Well, I think that's an excellent question because our recruiter is actually sitting two chairs down to my right, and that is Irene Concepcion Sestrick. So we actually have Commissioner, a full-time recruiter with us. Irene does a tremendous amount of work making sure individuals out there are know that we have a program here, that firefighting is available to them. And Irene, do you want to kind of talk a little bit about how we do that?
You bet. So your question is, how do they apply and what does the training look like?
Yeah.
So historically, our application, we will draw in about 4,000 people for a dozen positions here in the city of Portland. And though that seems initially rather flattering, what we're really trying to do is capture qualified candidates that will move through our process. And so what that application period process looks like, it's an online application. They'll go through 3 to 4 months through a testing process. And then our training academy currently is 12 months long.
Terrific. Yep. Well, thank you very much. Shall we take a picture?
Yeah, why don't we all...
We can invite our other guests to join us.
Yeah.
Take care of friends from Tualatin Valley.
Say fire, 1, 2, 3. Fire. Somebody left a hat. Yeah.
Good job. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you, Chief.
Chief Myers, thank you.
Yeah, really well good. Done. Thank you very much.
Okay. So